In an article by the Virginian Review, I read that the statistics on the total number of prescription pain pills distributed to the Allegheny Highlands and Bath were made public recently through a database created by the DEA. In a 7-year period, over 8.4 million prescription pills were distributed locally. The version of the database published by the Post allows readers to learn how much hydrocodone and oxycodone went into individual states and counties, and which companies and distributors were responsible. 3/4 of the 380 million total transactions from 2006 to 2012 were shipments of oxycodone and hydrocodone pills. In Virginia, for that 7-year period, almost 1.6 billion pills were supplied to the state. In the Allegheny Highlands, the most pills were distributed in Covington, where over 4.5 million were given to patients, which is an average of 107 pills per person per year. Over 1.9 million were distributed by the Covington Walmart Pharmacy, and over 3.1 million were manufactured by SpecGX LLC. The CVS in Covington distributed over 1.2 million pills during that time frame. In Allegheny County, over 3.3 million pills were distributed, which averages about 29 pills per person per year. Over 900,000 of those pills were distributed in CVS in Clifton Forge, and 1.6 million were manufactured by SpecGX LLC. The Kroger Pharmacy in Clifton distributed 705,000 pills. In Bath County, 632,640 prescription pain pills, enough for 19 pills per person per year, were supplied. Of that amount, 589,200 were distributed by AmerisourceBergen Drug, and 409,200 were manufactured by Actavis Pharma Incorporated. Hot Springs Pharmacy received the most pills during that time, at 632,600. Earlier this year, Allegheny County and Covington are among 50 localities in Virginia who have joined a class action suit against certain manufacturers, one of them being Insys Therapeutics Incorporated, whose founder and top executives have been convicted of bribing doctors to prescribe highly addictive painkillers, and has become the first opioid manufacturer to declare bankruptcy after being hit with huge fines. A statement by the lead counsel in the combined legal cases of more than 1,800 states, cities, and other communities seeking billions of dollars in compensation from 22 opioid manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacies said that they will continue to pursue the legal action against Insys to recover the cost of epidemic on public finances, from increased crime to addiction treatment and care for orphan children. I'd like to thank the Virginian Review and The Guardian for some of the information I use in this story. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.